As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Whoa, okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. Miller Lite, great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. And as always, please celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It's Freddie Prinz Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You are listening to The Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Dan Patrick.
So sports may be hard to come by at the moment.
Nothing's permanent. I'm not saying it's permanent.
But the Dan Patrick Show is impossible to miss. From our podcast to YouTube to the iHeartRadio app. Listen any way you want, anytime, anywhere.
Get away from me.
Probably at your house. I'm just going to make some assumptions. It's the Dan Patrick Show.
Doug Gottlieb, Fox Sports Radio host.
We have to stop this nonsense about the Packers somehow disrespecting Aaron Rodgers.
Hey, this is just my opinion.
They gave him more money than any player in the history of the sport just last year.
Bringing you the biggest guests.
Doug and I will never agree on things.
And better opinions.
All right, Wilbon, let me start there.
It's unbelievable arrogance. It just is. Can you handle it differently? Do people never learn anything about the way you handle something? Apparently not.
Broadcasting from the Mercedes Man Cave, this is Dan Patrick.
Boy, I hope you have YouTube to watch the display that I just put on during the commercial break on radio. We were doing cornhole. Paulie and I were out in the field house, and we're throwing the bags there, a little cornhole. Cabela sent us some cornhole, and I put on a clinic, dusted Paulie off, and then did a walk-off behind the back cornhole. And I was ready to leave the building, and I realized I had two more hours to do. Yeah, Paulie.
Fellas, you, for the rest of the Danettes, this is a direct hit, because I pride myself on backyard games with a beer in one hand. With my athletic ability, cornhole's really all I got left. And Dan, who says, air quotes, he's never played it before, he put two in the hole, and then he put eight on his first run, and then he went behind the back and drilled one.
Yeah, is that good? Like, what I did, is that considered good? I'm not quite sure.
Still only counts for the same points, though, so.
Yeah, no, it's style points, Seton. That's when you send a message. That's when people go, oh, man, he's so bored, he's going behind the back.
That is so typically you, too, by the way, to just randomly throw one behind the back and it goes in. It's like, oh, God.
Yep.
It's like ESPN The Ocho broadcast the cornhole every year.
Yeah.
I think it's sponsored by Johnsonville Broth or something. I mean, Dan.
Yeah.
You may have some free time.
Yeah. No, that's it. One and done. Like, I can never be better than what I just was. So that's it. I'm done. I retire. I'm like David Tyree. I had that one catch, and then that's it. I never played another game again. All right, welcome to the program. We'll check in with Mark Giangreco. And you may not know the name nationally, but locally in Chicago, he's one of the great local sportscasters ever. And he was there during the Jordan era, and I thought it would be fun to get the local take on the Jordan documentary. And Giangreco has some stories to tell with Michael as well. Bob Costas will join us coming up in the final hour of the program. Baseball is trying their damnedest to figure this out, and we're going to have Bob on to talk about that with the divisions that they're talking about, the three different divisions here, the likelihood of baseball. And also, Bob was on the call, I believe, for Jordan's last game that season of the documentary when he hit the shot in Utah. So we'll talk to Bob Costas a little bit later on. McLovin, what kind of poll question do you have for me?
Okay, hour one was, which team will end up having the number one pick? Jags still leading, Redskins, and then Lions third. We've actually moved into a movie discussion. We could go that way for a poll if you wanted to.
Well, what are the other poll questions that we were toying with here?
Oh, well, I had a poll question that it might be, I don't know if it's appropriate, but are you more likely to watch a NASCAR race because nothing else is going on? Do you think the audience would say like 80% yes? Because I don't know. I'm not sure with that sport, if you're not a fan, that you're going to jump on.
I truly don't know. I don't know if people would just stop, and because it's happening live, because NASCAR is coming back this month. I don't know. I would, but you know, my job is to cover all sports and just to sample it a little bit, no matter what it is. You know, UFC coming back, you know, those things, at least you have talking points with them. But I don't know if people will go. If it's soccer, they might watch soccer. I don't know if they're going to watch NASCAR if they normally don't watch NASCAR. Yeah, McLovin.
What about non-major golf, which seems like it could really makes a lot of sense?
People will watch that. Absolutely. You'll watch it just because there's escapism there where you're watching somebody play golf. You might not be able to play golf, and just to see how they pull this off. But, yeah, absolutely. 877-3DP Show, email address dp@danpatrick.com, Twitter handle at DP Show. We all know the deal with jersey numbers. We saw this with Tom Brady. Tom Brady, you know, he goes to Tampa, and Chris Godwin never really had a chance of holding on to number 12. That was after Brady signed. I don't know what kind of agreement they had. You know, the development that emerged in Dallas was interesting. The rookie wide receiver, CeeDee Lamb, he wanted to wear number 10. But the jersey with 88 showed up on NFL Pro Shop. And you might say it's just another number, but not with the Cowboys. And I do believe Jerry Jones had a former teammate at Arkansas whose name I think was Jerry Lamb, who wore number 88. And I think he was saying to CeeDee Lamb, I really, really want you to wear number 88. So I got Drew Pearson, Michael Irvin, and Dez Bryant. Based on that history, Lamb has got to be good. He better be good. But you get him at number 17. Now he's going to try to follow in the footsteps of all those great players that wore number 88. That's pretty good if you're looking. I don't know. Have we ever gotten into numbers? Because I'm into numerology, but the numbers of a franchise. You have 88 with the Cowboys with Drew Pearson, Michael Irvin, and Dez Bryant. Those are three great wide receivers. And Drew Pearson should be in the Hall of Fame. You got Michael Irvin in the Hall of Fame as well. But I'm trying to think if you have that tradition with a team where you're wearing, and I have no idea. I'm just throwing this out. I don't have any research on it, but I'm just wondering, the number, is there a position with a franchise where you go, yep, that person wore that number, that person wore that number, that person wore that number? Yeah, Paul.
The only one I could think of off the top of my head is not pro. It's college football, number 44 for Syracuse football.
Yeah.
I think Jim Brown had it, Ernie Davis had it, Floyd Little had it, and then they would give it to a player almost like gifting it to that player to carry on the tradition. So instead of retiring at 44 at Syracuse, they give it to a great, usually skill position player.
Do you know of any of those, McLovin?
No, because my hunch is that people avoid the great numbers. I'm looking at one, and I actually Googled this, and Jim Brown did come up in Syracuse. But I'll have a stat sync to see if they can find any numbers that repeat. I would think it'd be a receiver, right? Because quarterbacks don't do the same. They want to avoid each other's numbers.
Chase Young is taking 99. He had two in college at Ohio State. And then I started to wonder all the players, great players, that have worn 99. Warren Sapp wore 99. Jason Taylor wore 99. Those are Hall of Famers. J.J. Watt's a Hall of Famer. Aaron Donald's a Hall of Famer. Jerome Brown wore 99. Mark Gastineau wore 99. Dan Hampton wore 99. Chase Young wearing number 99. That's a pretty good group to follow there of great players wearing number 99. Donald Hall of Famer, J.J. Watt Hall of Famer. Jerome Brown, was Jerome Brown a Hall of Famer, McLovin?
I think he died too early. I don't think he did make it.
Mark Gastineau did not make it into the Hall of Fame?
I don't think so, no. I mean, that's Fritzy's buddy.
Dan Hampton, Hall of Famer?
Yes.
Yeah, he and Richard Dent, yeah. Yeah. So I was just wondering about that. When you pick that number and you're picking 99, yeah, McLovin.
I mean, is there any way CeeDee Lamb's not going to be good? I know this is a silly reason, but it feels like he's really set up.
Oh, I love the pick. And I wanted to see what my Cowboys would be, the over-under, and they're at 9.5. So Tampa is higher than Dallas is at 10 wins. I feel like they're winning 10 this year in Tampa, but it still feels a little aggressive. Like, I wish that they weren't. I wish it was 9. I'd feel a little better. Like, oh, I don't want them to be up that high. You know, the Ravens at 11.5, Kansas City at 11.5. Who is more likely out of that group to surpass 11.5? All in on the Ravens, had a good draft. Kansas City got a running back at the end of the first round. Or you have the Saints and the Niners. If I said who will have the most wins this year, or maybe there's an outlier there. San Francisco got better. Saints, kind of status quo, but they did get a center out of Michigan. Kansas City, Ravens. And then you have to look at the divisions. The Chargers may be better. Well, they should be better than last year. The Raiders won't surprise anybody this year. Denver, they got weapons. They should be better. Then I look at the Ravens, their division. The Ravens, are the Steelers going to be good? Better, a little better than average. Ben is back. How healthy is going to be? The Bengals will be a little better, but you know that's you know maybe they get 5 wins. And then you have the Browns, who should be a playoff team. What are the Browns at 9.5 wins?
8.5.
Ooh, yeah, they can't be 8.5. They better be at least 9 wins this year. And then you look at these and you go, they're just daring you to either go over or under on these things. This is why I don't gamble. Do I think the Ravens, Chiefs, Saints, or Niners? The division the Saints are in with the Buccaneers. Carolina's not very good. Atlanta will be a little better. The Niners, Cardinals should be better. Seattle will be Seattle. And I got the Rams where I'm not quite sure. Who will have the most wins out of there? I'm going to take the Niners just because I think Kansas City, well, you know what happens when you lose the Super Bowl? Then you end up not doing well the following season. Maybe I shouldn't do that. You know, the Saints, the Ravens. You know, maybe it's the Ravens again. You know, I don't think that they lost much, and they certainly gained some things. You get a linebacker, and you get a running back there. I got another year with Lamar Jackson on the job. Yeah, Paul.
I had the 2019 preseason NFL win totals. The win total over-under for the Baltimore Ravens last year going into the season was 8.5, and they got 14 wins. For the Niners, it was 8, and they got 13 wins.
Yeah.
So those are like the overachievers. The Buffalo Bills, the over-under was 7 last year, and they got 10 wins.
Well, I definitely would have put money on my Buffalo Bills last year. I thought that they were, I think I even said they were a 10-win team.
Your L.A. Chargers, the over-under last year going into 2019 was 9.5 wins. They won 5 games.
Yeah, that one's one of those mind-boggling where you go, wait, how could you guys, with that much talent, not be competitive? And they weren't even competitive last year. Browns were what last year, Paulie?
Expected to win 9 games by Vegas. They won 6.
Yeah. Well, everybody was all in on that. They're like, "You got Odell Beckham. There's got Baker Mayfield. Yeah, we got ourselves a super team. Nick Chubb. They're going to get Kareem Hunt halfway through the season. What could go
aren't
wrong?"
Aren't you still kind of in on it though?
The Browns.
Like, once you look at it, and you're like, "Yeah, I like it."
I'm wondering what happened, though, Seton. I just, I go, what happened here? Now, maybe it's Fredo Kitchens, and he just wasn't ready to handle that and those personalities. I don't know if Kevin Stefanski, you know, he's a different guy coming in. He learned from Mike Zimmer in Minnesota. I'm going to guess they're probably going to have less fun than they did or thought they were going to. And maybe that's a good thing. You know, when the coach is on record as saying, we're going to have Baker under our thumb, that doesn't strike me as, hey, go out there and have some fun, Baker. Let her rip there, Baker. A couple of phone calls. Craig in Wisconsin joins us. Hi, Craig. What do you have for me?
Hey, good morning, Dan. Love the show. First-time caller, 6'2", a not-so-solid 190.
All right.
You guys were talking about numbers with sport franchises. I'm a huge Lions fan, and we're not exactly known for winning, but the number 20, you had some fantastic players, Lem Barney, Billy Sims, and Barry Sanders.
Yep, that's
the number
good.
20.
Yep, and then they retired it, I think.
I believe so.
All right, thank you, Craig. Yeah, Lem Barney was one of my favorites. He was a great defensive back. And yeah, wearing number 20. And Billy Sims, I was an Oklahoma fan growing up. I just love their running backs. I love their offenses at Oklahoma. Remember Jack Mildren was the quarterback when I first started watching Oklahoma football. Dewitt Pruitt. Oklahoma would do. And of course, you know, I would watch them just run up the score on Rice and TCU and Kansas and all those. You know, you're like, they put up 80. They put up 70. Back then, Nebraska and Oklahoma, it felt like they had 150 players on their roster. And they were all great players. Dirk in Michigan joins us. Hi, Dirk. What do you have for me?
Hey, well, Craig just stole my Lions number 20s. But I guess my question now is, would you rather have the Lions number 20s and Lem Barney, Billy Sims, and Barry Sanders, or would you take the Cowboys 88?
I would take your Detroit Lions. Thank you, Dirk. Yeah, if you gave me Barry Sanders, Barry Sanders is better than all the other players in this. And you know, the Cowboys who wore number 88. He's better than all of those players. Lem Barney's a Hall of Famer. Billy Sims is not. He won the Heisman. I mean, Dez has been a great player, and Drew Pearson was a great player, and obviously Michael Irvin, Hall of Famer. Isaac in Cleveland joins us. Hey, Isaac.
Hey, good morning, fellas. How are you?
Good morning.
Awesome. Hey, never been on the show before, so been listening for a while, so happy to be here. Hey, so I am a USC Trojan. There's a couple of numbers for sure that are a big deal on the defensive side of the ball. 55, so that's Junior Seau and Willie Mack. And then there's 42, which is Cheap Shot Ronnie Lott. And there's a couple of numbers that nobody actually does want. So 32, which is the Juice, and 5, which is Reggie Bush. So it's kind of funny you got numbers both sides of the ball. And yeah, but
all right. Well, anyway. Thank you, Isaac. Yeah. Does anybody wear 32 at USC? And does anybody wear 5 at USC? There are USC fans who will not say Reggie Bush's name. They just say 5. That's it. They refuse to say his name after all of this. But yeah, Willie McGinnis and Junior Seau wearing 55. I also had a friend who said, well, you know, why did the Cowboys take CeeDee Lamb? They didn't need him. Last year, they had the number 2 passing offense in the league behind Tampa Bay. They had 2 wide receivers with over 1,000 yards, only the 3rd time in their team history. So you had Mari Cooper and Michael Gallup, who's a greatly underrated wide receiver. You had Terrell Owens, Terry Glenn, who did it once, Tony Hill and Drew Pearson did it once. But why did they take CeeDee Lamb there? I like CeeDee Lamb, and if you give Dak Prescott, it feels like everybody's trying to emulate what you have in Kansas City. Get a track team, put them out there, and let's see what you have. You know, you have a good running back. You got a good line. Dallas should be the NFC version of the Kansas City Chiefs. They should. But, they didn't even win their division last year. And that's the most amazing part of the NFC East last year. The Giants weren't very good. The Redskins certainly weren't good. And the Eagles win the division with all of the injuries that they had. Dallas didn't even win the division. And I somehow had them with the possibility of going to the NFC title game. Yes, for two.
You know what happens if CD gets shut down by cornerbacks?
Oh, boy. Here we go. That? All right.
I'll give you a couple seconds.
No. get the pain over with now.
Silence of the Lamb.
Okay. All right.
If he's unproductive.
All right.
Cannibalism
humor.
In the
studio.
Cannibalism humor kills.
Yeah. Then Todd gets... No, then you get to do it. You're in person. Go ahead.
It places the lotion in the basket.
There you go.
It places the lotion in the basket or it gets the hose. Put the lotion in the basket.
There's a formula that everybody has to understand. Todd doesn't mention something unless it leads to something else. Somehow,
impersonation waiting in the back.
There's an impersonation of Rocky, Sylvester Stallone.
I say you can't win! This guy's a wrecking machine. He'll knock you to tomorrow, Rock. We don't want this guy. He's got the eye of the tiger. You can't win!
But that's not Rocky. That's Burgess that's Meredith.
Yeah, that, I don't
that's
do a
Mick.
Great Rocky. Oh, yeah. I don't know if I do a great Mick either.
No, you do. You do. And from The Simpsons, Marge Simpson. I think that's a good impersonation.
Hey, you're watching the Dan Patrick Show on YouTube. Fantastic.
That's. I think that's good. I do. I think that's truly good.
Thanks.
Yeah. CD Lamb.
It's crazy that in 12 years we haven't figured out Todd could do these impressions.
Yeah. He's kind of shy when it comes to that.
I do. I'm very bad.
I'd never heard him do the March.
Oh, you haven't?
No.
I don't like to be asked.
About all this time together, we never.
I hate being
been
put
hiding
on the spot.
That.
And you did. You did Shannon Sharp to Shannon Sharp.
I think the Denver Broncos are going to win 10 and a half games. I don't know how they're going to win a half a game, but they're going to win 10 and a half games. They got Drew Locke, they got Denver. They got Denver receivers. They got Judy.
And you got Dr. Phil. You've added that to your repertoire.
I don't know. You got this big fish tank, and you don't got no fish in it. Why are you buying a fancy aquarium? You ain't got no fish in it. You're trying to kill a squirrel up in the tree with a water gun. That ain't going to happen. That's why your kids are on drugs.
That's why your kids are on drugs.
You need a colonoscopy. You're calling the fire department. That's not going to get
it, it is interesting that Dr. Phil will start all the way over here. Now, look, I'm guilty as charged. Well, I'll start with something. I'll go all the way over here, and I go, how did I get here? Dr. Phil is giving advice to people, you know, that could be life or death. I'm just talking sports here. Dr. Phil will give you some analogy where you go, wait, what?
You got to understand something. Walking around with a lasso don't make you a cowboy, okay? So let's get your kid some help.
It means absolutely nothing.
And they look at him like, that's profound,
oh my God.
Stuff. My life is going to be turned around. I'm not going to be such a hoarder anymore. I'm going to start throwing out stuff.
Oh, my gosh. You've saved my life. All right, we're going to take a break. We'll check in with the Chicago Bulls. That'll be coming up next. 20 after the hour. Bob Costas in an hour from now here on the Dan Patrick Show. You're checking things all the time. You check your email. You check your Instagram. You check yourself out in the mirror like Fritzy does. Check something as important as your credit. Discover makes it quick and easy. Best of all, it is free. Discover's now offering FICO credit scores. That's the score used by 90% of top lenders, and it's for free. Even if you're not a customer, checking your score won't hurt your credit, and you can check each month for changes. The Discover Credit Scorecard, free for everyone. Learn more at discover.com/creditscorecard. Limitations apply. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 to noon Eastern, or 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Dan Patrick Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR. It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling. Only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories. For 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite. The 82-game preseason is in the books, and finally it's time for the real season. It's postseason time. Playoff action. DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with some same-game parlays, live betting, odds boost, and so much more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use the code DPSHOW. New customers, bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code DPSHOW. Only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21-plus age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost, reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR under one platform. And one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required, and you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. Like, a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Here's another thing about the Dallas Cowboys that, it has to drive you crazy if you're a Cowboys fan. And I had such high hopes for this team last year. The Cowboys outscored their opponents by 113 points last year. They outgained their opponents by more than 100 yards per game. And they finished 8-8. Well, Cowboy fans kept saying it's the coach. Well, you got a new coach in there in Mike McCarthy, so we'll see if that will produce some dividends there. Also, with what you have, getting your quarterback Dak Prescott under contract as well, that would probably help a little bit. Because you know what you have with Dak Prescott? Now I add another wide receiver there. That offense should be great this year. All right, 877-3DP-SHOW, email address dp@danpatrick.com, Twitter handle dpshow. Coming up, we'll talk to Mark Giangreco. He's one of the great local sportscasters, I think, of all time, and he works for ABC 7 in Chicago. And I'm curious, he was there during the Jordan era. He's still there. I want to know what's new for the guys who were covering the Bulls on a daily basis and what stood out so far. And what's bigger, the 85 Bears or the Bulls of the 90s? Yes, Paulie.
I have to admit this. I don't think I've said this. When I was about 17 years old, we were downtown with my family at a restaurant. We saw Mark Giangreco eating, quietly having dinner. And I went right up to him, bothered him in the middle of his meal like a total jerk, and asked him for an autograph.
How old were you?
I'm guessing I was 16 or 17. It was right before I graduated high school. Hmm. And it was a nice Italian restaurant, and he was super cool and super nice. And I just couldn't help myself. Again, he was a big celebrity. He is a big celebrity in Chicago, and I grew up on him.
The Cubs have retired number 31, so that's Fergie Jenkins and Greg Maddux, the numbers game that we're playing here. We'll also have Bob Costas. He'll join us coming up. You know, baseball's trying. All these leagues are trying to get back, trying to salvage something. How many games? I figured Bob would be great to have on to talk about those possibilities. Also to talk to Bob because Bob was there with NBC in that last game for Michael Jordan in a Bulls uniform. And, of course, in Salt Lake City. And at the time, I didn't know the finality of it.
Were you out there?
Yeah.
The whole thing?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I always covered the NBA Finals. But I just remember when it was over, I'm interviewing everybody with the Chicago Bulls, and I kept thinking, no, they have to come to their senses. Like, they can't end this. And then you realize they were going to end this thing. I did not know about the quote where Jerry Krause says to Phil Jackson, if you go 82-0, you don't keep your job. But other than that, I don't know that much that's jumped out where I go, boy, I wasn't aware of that. Mark Giangreco joining us on loan from ABC 7 in Chicago. And great to have you, Mark. How are you?
Dan, how you doing, buddy? Long time.
Yeah, and I was thinking of you yesterday. I rewatched episodes 1 and 2, and I thought, you know what, Giangreco would be great to talk to because you're in a lot of shots. You were there through all of this, and I'm curious from a local perspective, what has stood out so far? Anything that you don't know through 4 episodes?
Well, no breaking news, but there are little vignettes where you forget, you know, that it's not laid out chronologically, so you can't rely on a timeline. But there are all these little things like Michael playing golf with Danny Ainge before they took on the Celtics in the playoffs, or, you know, that all-access crew was in the locker room for stuff that we were not privy to. So there were some very interesting things. And like you alluded to, Jerry Krause saying, I don't care if you go 82-0, Phil, you're not coming back. Little things like that. And, you know, it's not just me, obviously. You know, every guy and woman who's ever covered the Bulls during that 98 season, they're going to get their face shot in there sometime during this this documentary. I've a bet with some of my friends as to how many times the tip of my nose is going to appear in all those gang shots, you know. But we were with them over in France for the McDonald's tournament, which was great. But again, you know, when they won the trophy, Michael's going, this doesn't count. This is ridiculous. And they kind of just put the trophy up on the locker room shelf there, and they walked out. Like, you know, stuff like that.
Could you feel the tension that year, Mark?
Oh, absolutely. No question. I mean, for that to all come out before they even started playing was just ridiculous. So, again, shown in the documentary, Michael's like, stop dogging me about this question. I told you 500 times, not coming back. If Phil doesn't come back, Phil's not coming back. So I'm not coming back. You're going to get the same answer. But, you know, Dan, it's our job to just pound away. And we really can't appreciate this until now. It's taken 20-plus years to sit back and say, wow, that was really cool to be part of that. Because when you're in it, it's like, oh, we got to get this interview. We can't get beat. We got to do this live shot. And I learned how to moonwalk backwards, chasing Michael, Scotty, and Dennis up and down hallways in every arena in the country. So, you know, you're just working and grinding it out and trying to keep up with him. And then, you know, it takes years to sit back and go, hey, I guess that was pretty cool.
What isn't being told?
Well, here's the thing, and I thought Ken Burns made a valid point. Arguably the greatest documentary producer ever. I've been watching the Roosevelts and everything else. But look, this isn't on PBS. It's on ESPN. And just like Michael and every other walk of life, he controls the situation. His guys produced it. He handpicked everybody. He decides when it's going to be released. The whole story is told through him. And so some stuff may have hit the cutting room floor. Some stuff that maybe he didn't want in the documentary won't appear. And, you know, the director, Jason Hare, you know, he agreed. He's like, yeah, this isn't pure journalism. And I get what Ken Burns is saying. But, you know, Dan, nobody cares. Everybody's obsessed with it. It's the only thing that's going on right now. The ratings are through the roof. So journalism be damned, I guess.
I also find it interesting and ironic that Ken Burns, I think, had 9 episodes of the Civil War. We have 10 episodes of Michael Jordan in the polls. Our priorities are in the right place. We need 10 episodes, 10 hours to tell the story, as opposed to 9 hours to tell the Civil War.
Oh, absolutely. But, you know, this war lasted longer than the Civil War, I think. I mean, you know, it was 10 years of intensity going through those six championships. And even, you know, chasing Michael back and forth from the batting cage to the field when he was with the Sox in Sarasota in spring training. So, you know, I had to do this thing with him. As he'd walk out of the batting cage and go to the field every single day, I'd walk with him and I'd say, Mike, you got to stop dogging me. Get off me. I'm working. Leave me alone. You know, you had to just play with him because, you know, he was mentally exhausted through it all.
We're talking to Mark Giangreco. He works for ABC7 in Chicago. How long have you been in Chicago?
I'm in my 39th year, man. It's unbelievable. 12 years with NBC and now 27 with ABC.
Who's bigger, the Bears of 85 or the 90 Bulls?
Oh, great, great question. I think this is still a Bears town. I think the aura of Ditka presides over everything. I mean, Michael and Iron Mike are the two most iconic figures in Chicago sports history. I would have to say still the Bears by a nose, my nose, although now everybody's immersed in the Bulls and they'll tell you, well, it's got to be the six championships. But I think overall, if you step back, it's still the Bears.
If you could have one question answered by Michael, honest, what would it be?
Tell me the truth about the whole gambling thing. Tell me the truth about why you retired and went to play baseball, you know? And I think in episode 7, that's going to be addressed. I'm not sure.
But it goes back to if Michael is controlling this and he gets the final word on everything, how much of I don't think this is a total epiphany where he's going to go, you know, now I can tell the truth. Is David Stern going to say anything? He's interviewed for this. David Stern, everybody has been adamant that, hey, Mike did this and he wanted to play baseball. And I thought, OK, at the peak of your career, you want to go play baseball. It just, did he get bored with the NBA? Like, how does, you want to pay tribute to your dad? Like, we all had those questions at the time. And I was there for his retirement ceremony in Chicago where I go, how is this guy retiring? It just didn't make sense. It still doesn't make sense. That and the whole Isaiah Thomas and keeping him off the dream team.
Oh, I know. I mean, we're so jaded and cynical, and we have to think that he's not telling the entire story. And why would David Stern say anything now? You want to protect the shield, as they used to say about the NFL. You want to protect the NBA logo. You don't want to mess anything up now and have everybody say, oh my God, you guys have been lying to us. We suspected this all along. It's just going to sit this way. And for Rod Thorne to say, I love Rod, for him to say that Michael never said a word about Isaiah when putting together the dream team, I mean, really? And I remember Chuck Gowdy, our investigative reporter, was out at practice one day and pressed Michael, you know, is that how you prepare for a playoff game, gambling in Atlantic City? He goes, that's it. And remember, he implemented the media boycott. He didn't speak to us for months. And then finally, one day at practice, we're on the road. I forget where we were. He looks at me and kind of winks and goes, all right, come on, let's do it. Boom, 500 reporters dive on him. And but still, Michael's going to, he's going to tell the story the way he wants to tell the story. But what I really enjoy is him cursing every 5 minutes because we've heard him swear up and down in the locker room, in the hallway. But this is the first time on camera where he's dropping F-bombs, and I'm sure there's a prop bet on how many once they get through the 10 episodes.
I'm not sure if we'll ever have an athlete who will be this beloved in a team sport. I mean, he was feared, but he was beloved. And when he went to your arena, you showed up because you wanted him to be great. You wanted to see greatness. It wasn't one of those, unless you're a Pistons fan, you showed up and I think you wanted to be entertained by him and by that team. You know, we got tired of the Golden State Warriors. That didn't take long for us to get tired of that. The Patriots were never embraced by America. The Spurs were never embraced. The Bulls, that was the amazing part of it, Mark, where people loved watching them, even if it meant to the detriment of your team.
No question, Dan. And, you know, can you imagine load management implemented in the 90s? I mean, you know, Michael showed up every single night, and he was aware that they all came to see him. He's not going to do a Kawhi Leonard and sit out a couple of games. Most of these people can't afford these tickets. It's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to have Michael Jordan come in town and see him live. And every player was like that in the 90s. They punched you in the face if you tried to come in the lane, and they felt an obligation to play every night and perform and entertain. It's completely different now.
Feel free to not answer this, but did you ever hit the town with Dennis Rodman?
Let's say I was having dinner one night and he rolled in with some people, and this was maybe 10 years ago. Not while he was playing for the Bulls. I wouldn't go near him because, you know, I'm a moth to flame. But the first thing he said to me was, "Are you still here?" That's how he greeted me. And I said, "Yeah, man," but always wanted to. And, I think he would have invited all of us to come out one night, but I think we were scared to death.
I went out with him one night at the Crowbar.
Uh-oh. Yeah, yeah. I've driven by there 10 times and decided, you know what, I'm just not going to do it because, you know, Dan, I'm out of suspension. I got a couple years left on my deal, and I can't afford to get suspended anymore. So,
yeah, we don't need to go down that road of all the times you've been suspended. But, yeah, I went out with Dennis.
I'll tell you, we share the same birthday,
yeah.
Dennis and Stevie Wonder and I, and we're kindred spirits in some really weird, twisted ways. And remember, the Bigsby and Carruthers men's store would advertise on the building along the Eads Expressway in downtown Chicago, and they would have Rodman's mural up there, his giant face, painted. And he was changing his hair color every week, so they had giant pieces of plywood in different colors, and they would just change his hair every week. I wound up with one of those huge pieces of plywood in my garage, and I still have no idea how I got it. It was the pinkish chartreuse one. And the thing was gigantic. It's like 10 feet tall and about 15 feet wide. But I think I lost that in the divorce, too, so I don't know.
he was not a great interview, but he was a fascinating character. That Scotty wasn't a great interview, but there was a lot of drama surrounding Scotty. Michael could be a great interview, and then you had the other, you know, underlings there, the Harp wasn't necessarily a great interview. Tony Kukoc. Phil could be at times. But, oh, by the way, we had Charles Barkley on, and Charles said that Jerry Reinsdorf has no blood on his hands. All the blood is on Jerry Krause, which I agree. It feels like this was all Jerry Krause I build it and I tear it down. And Jerry Reinsdorf, the owner, had nothing to do with this. Is that real?
Well, no, that's not real at all. But Jerry, you know, wanted to be a hands-off owner. And so he kind of just let Krause do what he wanted to do, and he respected Krause as a scout, as a judge of talent, as a general manager, both in baseball and basketball. He said in the documentary, you know, I didn't hire him to win any popularity contest. Jerry Krause rubbed everybody the wrong way. He was the little fat guy who wanted to be part of the cool group. And what really struck me was we saw this all the time, but it just really stung to see it again. Michael and Scotty just abusing Krause to his face, and it got so personal. It was like, you know, Krause didn't like the media either, especially didn't like a particular group of us. And we're like, yeah, you know, this guy was brutal. But it still stung to watch him be berated by Scotty and Michael like that. It's like, ooh, God. But I think Reinsdorf obviously does have some blood on his hands for all of it. You got to be kidding. It's just like Rocky Wirtz and the Blackhawks now. Rocky's a hands-off owner, but he finally took it upon himself to step in and blow that whole thing up. So Jerry Reinsdorf certainly is accountable as the owner.
Great to talk to you, Mark. And try not to get in trouble, all right?
I won't, Dan. And go Flyers, the year that could have been. Oh, my God.
I know. Mark Giangreco, sports director of ABC7 in Chicago. Really one of the great local sportscasters in history. Every time you go to Chicago, and there was a competitive market, really competitive market. And Giangreco, I mean, they were all, they had to be there every single night for Jordan because you can't really describe it was the circuses in town every night, and for years it was in town. The fact that, you know, the Bears were 1 year, and then the second year they should have won another Super Bowl, but you know, that it was a 3-year window for the Bears. The Bulls were a good 8 years, and they were a phenomenon. You know, we loved Magic and Showtime. That's probably as close as you would get, I think, where you were entertained to see something you'd never seen before. When Magic and the Lakers and Kareem came to town, it felt different. You know, those uniforms looked great. You know, the Celtics came to town. You know, there was curiosity, I think, to see Bird, but I don't think they were ever beloved, beholden. The Bulls were, they were loved. That, and I know it sounds like it's an overstatement that they were the Beatles. They were the Beatles. They were. Take a break. We'll be back after this in the Dan Patrick Show. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live every day at youtube.com/The Dan Patrick Show.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports, like a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino.
That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus.
Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddie, you know we gotta give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are gonna be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura podcast network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty: Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We have our Discover Card moment of the week. It was earlier in the week when Charles Barkley joined us and talked about the front office of the Chicago Bulls. We looked at Jerry Krause was the villain, and then it...
No, he wasn't.
No. He was portrayed as the villain because, you know, at the end, because he took it apart.
He didn't take that apart. Anybody think that's a fool? That thing was all orchestrated by Jerry Reinsdorf. The notion that that little man broke up the Bulls is asinine and absurd. Hey, listen, John, if you go back and look at it and use common sense, just use plain common sense. Jerry Reinsdorf broke up the Bulls because he didn't want to pay anybody.
That's Charles Barkley. That's our Discover Card moment of the week, brought to you, of course, by Discover Card. You can get free credit scores today. The credit scorecard, even if you're not a Discover customer, includes your FICO credit score. Checking your scorecard won't hurt your credit. Learn more at discover.com/credit scorecard. Limitations do apply. I saw this story. Danny Cannell is a former NFL quarterback, and he was on The Herd yesterday on Fox Sports Radio, and he had this to say about Aaron Rodgers.
I would just
tweak it to say he's Jay Cutler with a ring. You know, imagine if he didn't have a Super Bowl win early in his career. And, I mean, clearly he's a better quarterback than Jay Cutler. Statistically, he's been there. But is he a leader of men? Like, does he inspire the team around him? Watch the quarterbacks that do that. Look at Tom Brady. Look at Patrick Mahomes. Look at Peyton Manning. Look at Drew Brees. And I'll go back to something that really bothered me during the NFC game with the San Francisco 49ers when they were getting beat. Do you remember the fumble in that game that Aaron Rodgers hardly even went after?
Yep.
I talked to a bunch of quarterbacks, guys that had played in the NFL, and it bothered a lot of them too.
That's Danny Cannell with The Herd talking about Aaron Rodgers. Now, he's saying two different things here. Is this about his play, his style, or his demeanor? Because it feels like this is his demeanor is more like Jay Cutler, and Jay Cutler always seemed like he was removed from his team, that he wasn't fully invested. He was lethargic, that nothing really got him excited. So Aaron Rodgers is Jay Cutler with the ring, which, okay, that's obviously incorrect because he's so much better than Jay Cutler. He has a ring, Jay Cutler doesn't. Their demeanors are the same. If you want to extract that, okay. But you can't say Aaron Rodgers is Cutler with a ring. He is, Aaron Rodgers has a Super Bowl ring with a demeanor that is similar to Jay Cutler's, but talent-wise, it's different. And results are different than Jay Cutler. I mean, I know it feels like it's open season on Aaron Rodgers, or it's been that way. And look, I'm not trying to be territorial. I admire what he does. I do like him. But, you know, one day he's going to be done in Green Bay and somebody else is going to come in and then we'll move on. It's like, how can you replace Brett Favre? Well, we replaced Brett Favre and we moved on. That's what happens in sports. They come, they go. I've been fortunate to be in this business a long time. I see them when they start. I see them when they go. Same thing will happen to Aaron Rodgers. It's like, who's going to be, how do you replace Tom Brady? Somebody eventually will replace Tom Brady. Who's going to replace Joe Montana? Somebody eventually came along and replaced Joe Montana. But Aaron Rodgers is not Jay Cutler with the ring. Now, it's a nice headline there. Absolutely. Incorrect headline. He has the demeanor of Jay Cutler. I'll give you that. Yeah, McLovin.
I mean, it's too far to even be a headline. It's not a nice headline because it's ridiculous. I don't think you were exactly...
Well, this is clickbait. This is clickbait. That's all that is.
But couldn't he have named a better quarterback than Jay Cutler to go?
Okay.
I like you.
I'm guessing then that Danny Cannell would like Philip Rivers over Aaron Rodgers. Right? Because you love that demeanor. Philip Rivers is all in. He's competitive. And he's going to win. Maybe not. Jameis Winston has got enthusiasm. And I want Jameis. All right, maybe I don't. Joe Montana was known as Joe Cool. Wait a minute. You're not firing competitive. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 to noon Eastern or 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Dan Patrick Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.